This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
But we got Jake Murren behind the glassy knoll on the board.
Yes.
And, of course, behind the glassy knoll there, doing some producing. We got Meredith Kane on the 2020s and whatnot. But it is a football Friday. It is an F-off Friday. And my guy, Jonathan Peterlin, is back. What's up, buddy?
Hello. How are you?
I am in ecstasy.
I know. I can tell.
I've had so much fun.
It's funny, like, you came in today, and usually when I'm gone for a couple days, or when you're gone for a couple days, we'll kind of recap what the people that filled in did and what we liked and didn't like, because we're just trying to see for the future how everything can be better and at its best, right? And I'm like, well, so how did Jake do yesterday? And you're like, Jake, that was the best we've heard, Jake.
Yeah.
That was it. And I'm like, wow, really? He did that good of a show? He's like, I loved the show that Jake did. And I thought to myself, I'm like, why did he love that show so much? I didn't hear any of it, mind you, because I was busy traveling and in and out, and it was what it was. But I did catch some things on the internet. And then I saw you pissed off the entire city of Pittsburgh, as you described in the beginning of it. I go, oh, that's why he liked the show so much.
I just thought it was...
I go, that's what happened.
I like when your number one retort to my point about your best player acting like a whiny bee, your number one retort is, what about Myles Garrett? Yeah, the guy that I slammed for 6 months for acting like a chotch.
Well, so when I heard the video, that's what I instinctively thought. And as I scroll through the reply section, I'm like, they didn't listen to the show at all for the previous stretch where you've been more critical of Myles than just about anybody.
Yeah, so like the funny thing about this is, like, Myles has exhibited diva traits, and it annoys the living crap out of me, because you're a trench guy. You're one of the hog mollies on the defensive side of the ball. You're a great pass rusher. I don't like diva attitude. Well, listen, we tolerate it with the skill playing positions.
Wide receivers. It's expected there. Yeah, it's expected.
Yeah, it's expected. But like the fact that now two of the generational pass rushers, two guys who are obvious Hall of Famers, and it's not even a discussion, Myles Garrett and TJ Watt, probably what tipped me off so much about TJ being a whiny little brat who cares that much about individual accolades and any sort of appearance he might be better than Myles Garrett. The whole reason it annoyed me is it just reminded me of what annoys me about Myles. Right?
It's like the Spider-Man meme pointing at each other.
Yes. Like, listen, and listen, it's not just, even Micah Parsons has some diva-esque trends.
That's what I was thinking. I instantly went to Parsons after that. And then I went to Max Crosby before that.
He was like, you can't be the toughest SOB in the room. You can't be a name taker and an ass kicker and then no show the NFL honors and then tweet after Myles Garrett won, it's nothing I'm not used to. When you've won multiple NFL Defensive Player of the Year awards, he acts like he has been, you know, that he's been shut out of every award ever when he was just mad that somebody else won. And here's the thing, TJ, you can make a case that TJ deserved to win the Defensive Player of the Year award that year. That's fine.
There were people that did.
And there's no problem. But here's the thing, on any given year, there's five guys that can make the case to be, so the fact that you're in the five conversation, that should be the focal point. The focal point should be every year I'm in that conversation, and two of the X amount of years I've been there, I've won it. Like caring about awards that are subject to narrative and voting by people who don't play the sport is maybe the biggest missing the plot thing an athlete could do. And a guy who I thought was all about football turned out to be a lot about himself. Which again, reflected back on my frustration with some of the things we do with Miles.
I just thought it was funny because in very similar in the Miles fashion is that the moment that Miles signed the extension and had the press conference with the dinosaurs and all the fun party vibes.
Which was still wildly embarrassing with the dinosaur
thing.
But then
every Browns fan came out and was like, we love Miles Garrett. And yep. Then he gets standing ovations at Cavs games and everything like that. And he's just back to being the Miles Garrett that we all know and love. And the same thing happened with TJ Watt. Like, you can't pretend we didn't hear for 2 months every Pittsburgh fan debating within other Pittsburgh fans about whether or not they even wanted the guy. Whether it made financial sense, whether he's even good past this season, like all these other things. You guys argue with amongst yourself, and now all of a sudden you're all band of brothers. What you did is you grouped them all together. You got them all on one side now. And so now
you're
welcome. Yeah, really, they should send you like an edible arrangement or something.
They
all collectively get to hate you instead of hating each other and themselves.
Can I get a rating share? Like, when you get your bonus. Like, I gave you free content.
You want Donnie Football to break off a piece of the share at the afternoons or what?
I don't think Donnie's getting that. I think maybe the hosts are. Okay. I want the host too. But like,
they didn't share the video. It's not on them.
But it's funny. Like, one of the show that went the hardest at me for all of this at 93.7 was their midday show today. Their version of Baskin and Phelps. That I don't mean that in a negative way for anybody. Just getting that one out of the way. But. They were doing the same thing that you're talking about. Okay. Whereas, well, what about Miles? It's like, and talking about I've united Pittsburgh. So not only.
Oh, they said you united Pittsburgh too?
Not only have I given you.
At least we're reading it the same way.
A day's worth of content. You're welcome. Check is in the mail. I've united you. I'm some sort of kingmaker that just with one explosive outburst, I can get all of you dunderheads to be on the same page.
Dunderheads.
I'm sorry. I'm going to need a little bit more than some of this bonus check.
Well, they're not giving you that.
Well, no, of course.
We know that's not happening. And
can I get a honey baked ham?
Conversely, if they gave us a day's worth of content, I'm not giving them any of our bonus checks either. That's just how that works.
No, but I send like a very nice text of like, hey, thanks, buddy.
Thanks.
Yeah.
But I do think that is part of it, because remember when Miles signed his extension, there was a lot of people that just all of a sudden immediately took back all the negative things they said or all the mean things they said. And that's what Pittsburgh fans are currently dealing with right now, too. They're taking back all the things they said for the previous couple months about TJ Watt and what happened in the back half of last season, how selfish he is. Should we trade him to Detroit for picks X, Y, and Z, all these other little things. They're just taking it back right now, and you got to unite them a little bit, which is nice.
216-474-0092. What do our friends at 93.7 The Fan, and honestly, Yinzer Nation, what do they owe me? Hey, no. We're a team. What do they owe us?
I wasn't here yesterday. They don't owe us anything.
But you know what? By the way,
if anything,
that's the only thing I did feel bad about is Jake got called a lot of things because he was just in a frame with me.
Oh, for sure. Well, and then I was thinking about it too. I'm like, wait, it actually kind of made me feel nice because they just lumped you two together as looking as like the most two unathletic people in the world. And I'm like, when I'm there, they don't say those comments, and I look just as unathletic as Jake does. I don't know what happened here.
Also, in a town that really loves trench warfare, I should be the pinnacle of your athletic outlook, right? Like, just because I'm fat doesn't mean I'm not athletic. And the Steelers have proven that, and the Browns too, and that O-linemen tend to be some of the most athletic cats in the world.
Yeah.
Same thing with the defensive tackles, the hog mollies.
I think they understand that. If they wanted to get to the Nick's fat column of things, they had to get at you a long time ago.
Like when I was 12?
That would be tough if all of a sudden you looked at it and was like, oh, wow, these replies think I'm a little big. Is this true? Is this something I need to be focusing on?
Okay, two things. The only two rebuttals they had were Miles Garrett or you're fat. And I'm like, man, you guys really, really do not know what is going to hit me in any way. Because I call myself fat more than anyone else around me. And I just, honestly, the powers of observation, if the only thing you can get to is he's fat, gotta say, you're proving the moronic inbred opinion I have of most Yinzers pretty true if the only thing you can do is he's fat. Ha ha ha. I did.
Yeah, you know, and Jake was also wearing a black shirt too. By the way, it was a very
slimming look. Yeah.
I thought he looked pretty good.
I also think
if that's fat, I got a real problem.
There were a couple guys that really focused in on my moves.
I would have gone after the emo haircut that Jake's currently rocking if I was doing anything, but nobody touched on that, and I don't know why.
The beard's looking a little ungainly.
You wanted to go after the moobs? That's what you want?
No. No. There were people.
Here's how you get me next time, guys.
No, there were people who focused on that. Nice, whatever you want to insert there. And I was like, man, you must be really lonely. If you're checking out my man rack, I got to say, I know the male loneliness epidemic is a very real thing, but the amount of male yinzers that commented on my chesticles. And by the way, called them juicy. I'm like, ooh,
juicy.
You are lonely. You have not sniffed the scent of any woman, let alone an attractive woman in a hot minute. If you're describing anything I got going on as juicy, buddy.
I would never describe another male in general as juicy in any sort of way.
There's some hair on there.
I don't think I describe a female as juicy either. I just wouldn't use the term juicy.
I mean, but I think if you described a woman as juicy, even though it'd be okay, that's not great.
I don't think I would.
It would at least be understandable. Another man's body is juicy.
Well, remember growing up, they used to.
You can't handle this juice. It will give you diabetes.
They used to have the sweatpants that women would wear all the time, and it had juicy right on the ass.
Yeah.
That was real branding.
Wow. The best one was anything that has half a word on one cheek and half on the other, just for any sort of anything. Because it's okay, that's commitment to the bit. If you're gonna follow reading the whole thing, that's a special level. So maybe I should just get juicy shirts made and just put them across the broad chest here that I have, just for Yinzer fans who really, really wanted to look at them, really wanted to peek there at what your boy's rocking.
So I'm curious if the momentum continues into today and maybe even to the weekend, as far as your comments are concerned, because I think they're starting to have Steelers fans they're starting to have the realization that it's sunk in that the top six players all on their team are all defensive players as far as cash per year value. And that's not really how you build a roster in today's NFL.
I also think the amount of
Steelers. Maybe pay some offensive players.
The one way that I've really helped them is I've distracted them from the fact that you're paying. It's really effectively a 4-year deal because it's a 3-year extension on the 1 year he's got. You're going to be paying 35-year-old TJ Watt $41 million a year for an ownership group that does not like to move money around. So whereas the Browns, I can justify paying 29-year-old Miles X amount of money going, because at some point it's if this doesn't work out, we'll just shuffle the deck financially and we'll find a way to get through it. It's literally what they're doing with Deshaun Watson, the biggest mistake in NFL history. They're not going to do that. If this thing goes, you know what's up. Nick Wilson's chesticles up. Mm-hmm. If that's where this goes, you're going to be eating that in real time for 3 years, and it will hold you. It might be the thing that forces you to actually do a rebuild.
Well, and they're continued to be tied to this being a defensive team the way they've tried to do it for the previous 4 or 5 years. And they just spent all their money on that side. It's like, guys, it's an offensive league. What are you doing?
216-474-0092.
That's the other funny part about this, by the way, is that you've been the most pro Steelers offseason guide that we have at the station.
At 5, Jake and I in the lead got into a Donnybrook.
I've yelled at you about the Steelers and me yelling about how much I think they're going to stink, and you're like, Aaron Rodgers, pretty good.
Jake is the nicest kid in the world, and I had him frothing at the mouth because I was like, a lot of people keep giving the Browns kudos for a quarterback plan that might never come to fruition, and there actually is a quarterback plan that I think will work this year in Pittsburgh, and people are snarking about it. Tyler Dunn, just lambasted the Steelers organization,
yeah,
and their quarterback is Aaron Rodgers, an upgrade over Russell Wilson, and he's like, the Browns really got it. Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, and the bridge to 2026, they really got it. I have been kinder to the Steelers than anyone else, mm-hmm, except TJ Watt, which Wawa Watt, as he's now known,
yeah,
who, as everybody knows, is a big old crybaby because he just can't handle Miles just getting a little bit more than him and just being a big old man. Now, what does Pittsburgh owe me?
Oh, no, he's going to do the baby voice all the time now, isn't he? Jake, did we sign ourselves up for baby voice all the time? Is that what happened, Jake?
Jake's half eating.
He's eating right now. Dynamo, wait, I'm really happy I went to you there, Jake.
Yeah.
Don't worry. No, finish your bite and then get back to us whenever you can. You get back to us. Don't you worry.
We got quick hits coming up at 2:40, and we do have Bryant McFadden, He'll play a little taste of the T.J. Watt melodrama for him. At four, we will get his take. CBS Sports, NFL analyst, two-time Super Bowl champion on T.J. Watt getting extended. The Browns offseason. Joe Noga of Cleveland.com as the Guardians' second half of the season gets underway tonight against the A's. You've got a seven-game homestand here from the A's to the O's. Can the Guardians take advantage of that? That's coming up with Joe at 520 of Cleveland.com. And so much more. But there is a central question, an essential question we have to ask ourselves about the Browns' offseason. That's next on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
And interesting stuff there from Nathan, echoing kind of some of your stuff with the Darnold stuff. But he was on with the Morning Boys with Jason Lloyd earlier today. And you know me, that just the, wow, this is just like Sam Darnold and Baker Mayfield thing. I feel the need to pick apart every time I hear it for obvious reasons. But it sure seems like the Browns aren't just selling this. They actually believe this.
They believe it. No, they definitely do believe it. And so it's funny. I was actually thinking about the Broncos while driving in, because if you don't have random thoughts, what's the point of life, right? And I'm like, I mean, how they were able to turn this thing around and turn it around so much. Everyone looks at someone like Bo Nix, for instance. But the real juice there was the idea that they had a top three offensive line and that defense was the number one defense in all of football last year in many categories and will continue to be this upcoming season with the additions they made. The point being there is that they did more than just the quarterback. The point with the Vikings is also true. There's more than just the quarterback there. They had a Justin Jefferson. Mm-hmm. Where's our Justin Jefferson? They have Jordan Addison. They have like all these different pieces that go beyond and help out someone like Sam Darnold. And I don't know. Does Kenny Pickett have enough help now, especially without Judkins for X amount of games, to be able to say, yeah, I can do what Darnold did?
Listen, I think that Joe Flacco can make this season fun, even if it's not the most wins and losses pleasant thing, then I think they have some of the things you need. Like you and I, like I'm pretty basic on what I need to have a chance to commit on any year, which is, do I like your offensive line? Do I like your defensive line? And then do I think your defensive line can get after the quarterback consistently by itself without much blitzing help? And then do I like your quarterback? So hypothetically, like, I think there actually is a chance the offensive line, going back to the wide zone power kind of form, I do think there's a chance, if they can stay healthy, that they can surprise people.
I'm a little concerned about the offensive line.
If
they've gotten older and they've never been better than 20th in the NFL in the past couple seasons.
It's yes or no, by the way. It's not like, well, they're a little healthy. No. They need to be completely healthy. And then you have to make sure that age isn't a problem, mm-hmm. which is, that's a lot. That's asking for a lot. Oh, by the way, you also don't have a lot of guys in the pipeline who can take over if Joel Bitonio stinks this year.
Yeah.
Or if Posick stinks.
So I'm thinking about it, like, if the offensive line has a chance to implode, it's got a chance to, if everything goes right, sure, that's on the table as well. But it's a question mark. Mm-hmm. That to me, instead of five Browns logos, it's five question marks on the offensive line right now. That's what they're wearing. And then we don't know about the run game, but right now it doesn't seem like that's going to be very positive either. I like Jerry Jeudy, but you're going to need guys like Sed Tillman, other players to step up. And even in back of Njoku, you'll need Fannin to take not a massive leap, but like continue what he did in the last year of college and bring that to the NFL. It's just, is that enough to have a Darnold-esque turnaround for someone like Pickett?
So I can sell a fight on, because to me it's the offensive line. If the offensive line is healthy and not washed, well then the run game, no matter who's the starting running back, is going to be better than expected. That'll take pressure off the quarterback. And then maybe you have some time for Kevin Stefanski to scheme guys open with Njoku, with Fannin, and with Jerry Jeudy. So I can draw that up. The problem is, it is quarterback dependent.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where, like, Darnold walked into the perfect situation to rehab his career, both with the play caller, head coach, and all the bits of talent you just said.
And I just think a lot of people, I don't think they understand just the perfect situations that some of these guys have fallen into. Geno Smith is another one, right?
Yes.
It's like, why was he great? Well, did you see the receivers that he has in Seattle?
He also sat behind Russ for 3 years.
Yeah.
So it's a no-pressure situation.
It was a no-pressure situation like you find at Bookman & Son. BookmanandSonFineJewelers.com.
No is okay.
But the point is that you have DK Metcalf. You have all these different players and different guys that are able to be great around them. Like, it does help out these quarterbacks that you then throw into these situations.
So this is probably closer to Baker in Carolina than it is Baker and Tampa.
Right, Baker and Tampa, another good situation. You got Godwin, you got Evans, you have all these guys.
But, like, when it comes to Kenny Pickett...
Who was Baker in Carolina throwing to?
Was that DJ Moore? Yeah, it was DJ
Moore.
DJ
Moore's a good player. I'm not taking anything away from DJ Moore.
He's been better in Chicago. But he was more of a number two in Carolina. But, yeah, Robbie Chosen?
Yeah, there we go.
Chosen Anderson.
The Chosen One. Yeah, he's got that tattooed on the back like LeBron.
Yep.
Right? Same thing?
But since then, he has not been chosen.
No.
Dare I say, he's been unchosen. Now, that's not a great joke, but we stick and move. But specific to Kenny Pickett, Kenny does not have the physical talent of Sam Darnold, and I don't even think he has the physical talent of Baker. One of the reasons why, you can't pay Baker X amount of money is he didn't have the physical talent of a Josh Allen or a Patrick Mahomes. It's part of the reason why people thought he couldn't be a top 10 quarterback. And I think Kenny Pickett is a much discounted version of that kind of quarterback, mm-hmm. where, like, you need a lot of help around you to be great. But it might surprise people to think, I don't think if Kenny's the starter week one, that it's just going to be an awful scenario the whole time. And he's not, I think he's going to do enough early, like Jacoby Brissett did, to make you think, well, maybe. The problem is, I just, much like Joe Flacco, I do see there be a point where enough tape gets out there and all of a sudden the wheels fall off and then you still end up pivoting to the rookies.
I mean, I could see a scenario, kind of what you're getting at, where it's like, you said early on maybe he looks good. Maybe it's because he takes on an awful Bengals defense that has done nothing to address why they were awful last year. That's week one out of the gate, guys. Week one against Cincinnati. You're up against Joe Burrow, and so it looks like you're playing a behemoth, but that defense isn't very good. And so maybe he throws a couple good passes in that game. Maybe it's a nice touchdown throw, something to get you excited, and then you just get bludgeoned by the rest of the schedule that's coming.
And listen, I think one of my most frustrating things about talking about quarterbacks is it does devolve into a statistical conversation almost inevitably, And statistics can be fudged in the current era of football. Coaches and quarterbacks are incredibly, incredibly, incredibly mindful of the barriers that you 65% completion percentage, 2-to-1 TD to INT ratio, explosive plays, things like that.
Yeah.
And so coaches do scheme things up to help a quarterback look better and gain confidence. I think Stefanski can do that with Kenny Pickett. So I can imagine a scenario where you're 1-5, 2-4 coming out of that stretch, and Kenny's stats look good, right? But then you go back to it, and all of a sudden, the next four games, the NFL kind of catches up to him. And then, effectively, you might have won too many games to be in the running for a quarterback, and then the wheels fall off for Kenny Pickett, and you have like a Brian Hoyer situation in 2014 where you find yourself asking, okay, do we stick with this or do we go to the rookies, right?
I mean, at least that's an optimistic point of view. I don't even know that we're going to get a spot where they schemed up enough good stats for Kenny Pickett to look good in even a couple weeks, if I'm being honest about it. I just don't have a lot of belief in him. And yes, maybe I am falling back into the idea that we're conditioned to hate Kenny Pickett. So for as long as we've known Kenny Pickett, I've been one of those people that I just constantly see the worst in Kenny Pickett. Maybe I just got to get over that. I have a hard time thinking we're going to get there with that guy.
So I know I just made a case about arguing statistics too much.
And then you're going to bring some stats to the table?
So it's interesting. Like, I do understand Nathan's greater point about the Browns' perspective of, hey, we think he can be our Kenny Pickett. We think he can be our Baker Mayfield, even though you already had that guy. I just get, when it comes to we've been conditioned to dislike Kenny Pickett, specifically, one, you know this, I've always thought Kenny Pickett was a scrub, even coming out of college. And two, we're putting a lot of polish on who Kenny was in Pittsburgh. It's not like he was Sam Darnold with New York with Adam Gase, who was just, I mean, could not get out of his own way as an offensive coordinator, let alone as a head coach. Kenny was borderline unplayably bad in Pittsburgh to where he didn't turn the ball over.
And that was the one thing that you got to hold on to, is he didn't turn the ball over. But Matt Canada really was awful. I think we can recognize that side of things.
He was, but he had 13 touchdowns to 13 interceptions.
Well, he didn't throw a lot of interceptions and throw a lot of picks.
And so it's like,
or touchdowns, excuse
so
me.
So like, okay, is there, I'm sure there are some fans who remember all the fun we had at the expense of Kenny Pickett. Let us not let that distract us from the fact he was unplayable in Pittsburgh. So as bad as Matt Canada was, so is Kenny Pickett. Like they were equally atrocious. So I think if you're going to pull the nose up on this thing, I think the best you got is maybe 20 touchdowns to 10 interceptions, maybe 65%. And I think you're going to have a much more extreme version, even if all things go well and Kenny plays a majority of the season. They're going to have a much more extreme version of the Baker thing, where not only do you not want to pay the guy $50 million a year, you're going to ask yourself, can I pay this guy $30 million
a
year?
Well, so that's the other side of this too, right? Is if you even get him to a Sam Darnold spot, are you getting him to a spot where it's, oh, great, we made it convenient for another team to offer him $35 or $40 million a year? Like, you don't even get really the fruits of that labor.
Yeah. And by the way, I'll still probably be more comfortable with letting them let somebody else pay him if we're talking about the stats
I think Seahawks fans were when it came to Geno, and I think when it came to Sam Darnold, I think it's a very similar discussion too. Like it kind of stinks. You're almost rolling the dice to try to make him be something to then have him turn around and finish his career with somebody else or have a big payday with another team. It's like, did Carolina benefit from Baker Mayfield being good in Tampa Bay? Not in the slightest bit. Tampa Bay benefited from giving Baker that chance and that opportunity to begin with.
And I still think that at his best, I don't think he's going to be as good as Geno was or Sam Darnold was in Minnesota.
No, I don't think so either.
If Kenny, so that I've kind of pitched my scenario of the sunshiny version of if Kenny starts week one as the starter.
I don't have a sunshiny version, well, but if that's what you're going for.
So is it just six games to Shador?
I have the number one. I have week one in Cincinnati looking better than people think. If we're talking sunshine, if that's what you want to go for. But if we're talking realistic, I think if you start Kenny Pickett, I think the 6 weeks, 5 weeks, whatever it ends up being, until you go to Shador or until you go to Dylan Gabriel, I think it's going to be a very bumpy ride.
216-474-0092. The only thing I would say on that is the wild card is Kevin Stefanski. Because the thing I will say is, when it comes to scrub-level quarterbacks, and when I say that, what I mean is fringe starters or guys who aren't starters, Kevin does better with guys who are less talented because they'll just shut up and do what he says. And that is kind of the wild card in the scenario. 216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on social media, social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. If Kenny Pickett is the week one starter, how do you see things playing out for both Kenny Pickett and the Cleveland Browns? And a truly great NFL and college head coach boasted something that I don't think we can let him get away with. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
go Angel, Angel,
to the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry, hurry.
It's Quick Hits.
All right, Chargers head coach Jim Harbaugh, who is a bit of a goober. We've addressed this multiple times, but I think now that he's out of Michigan, we appreciate his gooberness now. Well, he boasted on an interesting front this week during media availability.
Caught 22 foul balls in games. Legit, yeah. Like, it was either a foul ball or a home run. I'm really proud of that. I don't think I'll get to 22 presidents, but hopefully, God willing, and the creek don't rise, and maybe 15, maybe hopefully 15 or 16. I always bring my glove to the game. That's the key. 13 of those foul balls came when I was a youngster going to Tigers games at Tiger Stadium, and there might have been like 1,000 people, you know, at those games back then. I mean, it's not like it is today. I mean, me and my brother, we could go to the upper deck, and there'd be just me, you know, and I'd have a section here and a section there. So anything that came up there, I was getting it.
All right, so
the Zach Hampel of head coaches.
There's a few of these things here. We'll start with this. Jim Harbaugh, as a grown man at the age of 60+,
yeah,
still takes his mitt to the park in the off chance he'll catch a foul ball, charming or chotch.
It's a little chotch. from him, it might be more charming. But I think for the, your general person, it's a little chotch. So I used to defend the adult that would bring the glove to the game. Back when we didn't have netting that went all the way around, it made sense. It's like, wait, I'm supposed to just be barehanded out here, and I'm sitting third row on the third base side. I got no protection? Like, no, bring a glove. Who cares? But now that we got nets everywhere, what are we doing?
I still think a glove expands your catch radius. I actually think...
No question it expands it, but come
on. Here's the thing. To the casual fan that does it, I have zero judgment. I will not yuck your yum. Jim Harbaugh, you've already caught a bunch of foul balls, too.
I love that this is his enjoyment, though.
Just ask for a ball if you want a ball. Jim Harbaugh, but if anyone could just get a free baseball.
No, that's not the point. No, that's not. It's not about the free baseball. It's about catching the baseball. There are certain things.
Does it make him still feel alive?
So there are certain things money can't buy you, Nick. And that's what I love about sports, right? You can try as hard as you want. You can't just... Although the Dodgers are doing a good job. You can't buy a World Series, right?
The Browns are not.
You can't buy a Super Bowl. There are certain things you just can't buy in life. And Harbaugh knows you can't buy catching a foul ball in a baseball game. You can't buy catching a home run ball at a baseball game. And being given a ball is nowhere close to the same thing.
But if you say 26, if you've got 26 and
22.
22 and on 60 years on the planet, then at some point it become less enjoyable?
Not at all. Not at all. And by the way, I would suggest that there's a part of Jim Harbaugh that might take not as much, but a close amount of pride with the 22 foul balls as he has for winning a national title. Because, like, it's just, you can tell he cares about it. Yeah, you can tell he cares about it in a way that is just so. Now, I don't want to be this guy, but have you ever caught a foul ball in a baseball game?
Okay, it's not pure in the air, but I have gotten a couple times the bounce up and trap.
Bounce up still counts. Okay. At a professional baseball game?
Definitely at Canal Park in Akron a couple times, and one time in like 95 in an Indians game, and it was off Paul Sorrento's bat.
Quite a thrill, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I was 10.
No, it's still a thrill. I caught a foul ball. Remember 92-3 the fan day last year at the old ballpark? That was the first time I ever caught a foul ball. I caught home run balls and stuff in batting practice. I'd never caught a foul ball in a real game. And quite a thrill.
My problem now is...
Quite a thrill.
All right, remember in the Celebrity All-Star game in which you and I played, when you caught the ball, but your feet fell from under you and you fell... It was a great catch, by the way.
Well, no, yeah, he's making it not sound like a great catch. It was off the bat of a little guy named Travis Hafner. Don't know if you heard of him.
No. It was the fact that you landed the plane on the catch was incredibly impressive. Because
highest pop-up I've ever seen in my life, I'll tell you that.
He did. He had like three of them. However, that's my fear now. Because if I do that in a stadium, it's curtains. Nick Wilson caught a foul ball as he was falling. But he died because everything hit the ground. Also, he cracked the concrete.
Ah, it's quite the thrill. You'd love it.
It's not how I want to go.
You'd love it. It's not a bad way to go, I'll tell you that. There's bad ways to go. I can think of better, but that's a pretty good one.
Maybe one of the best with not involving Vanessa, though.
Andrew Cotter. He does voice work for the golf on BBC, okay? So that's a bad setup for being like, this is going to be a funny clip.
Uh-huh.
Maybe lower. Hey, can you lower the sounder in this? Lower the there we go, because you need to hear this entire clip. Okay, this is at the U.S. Open earlier today. Here we go.
What are you laughing about?
There's so much to say about that shot. The sound off the cock face. That's extraordinary. Let's stick to the golf.
Just a little bit of wind from behind just helped to ease down the green.
As well. What a shot from Scheffler.
All right, was that a machine?
So people are saying that they thought it was a fan that got picked up. I contended it was one of the announcers.
Guys,
it was so audible, it was so loud and right in the middle of it all.
If this was a crowd mic, we would hear this all. If this was possible that the crowd catches this,
yeah,
we'd hear this all the time.
You'd think so.
Yes. It's got to be one of the announcers.
I agree.
That's the redirect of, let's keep this about golf, please. No. You don't get to do that, not once, but twice. And we're just going to be like, oh, yeah, that didn't happen. What a great putt there.
I like how he's like, oh, it helped out with the wind from behind. that's what that was. Okay, great.
The only thing that might go in favor of the announcers is you didn't hear an audible pause. Where you could hear the leg lift, right? Mm. That's the only one benefit of the doubt if I was being devil's advocate, which we're not. It was one of them.
Omaha!
I don't know how I'm going on after that one. I mean, that's such a good one. MLB All-Star Week was a smash hit with players going viral for fun, heartwarming moments. When Mets masher Pete Alonso was asked about a change he'd make in the sport, he went in an interesting direction.
I don't think people should get ejected after charging them out or fighting, so I think it should be hockey style. No teams, no nothing, because that's when people can, like, seriously get hurt. So I think there's a rule. If you want to go out and charge them out, then you should be able to. But if the pitcher or hitter or whoever charges, and if they don't want to fight, they take a knee, and then they don't have to fight. But if someone charges them out, it's 1v1 hockey style, and then that's it. And then the loser has to. The winner of the fight stays in the game. Or if someone goes out taking E, then it's like whatever, and then you both go your separate ways.
All right, baseball.
He spent a lot of time thinking about this.
He did. He really evolved this take. So baseball's been on a huge run with momentum over the last 3 years. Would this continue baseball's run of momentum, the Pete Alonso fighting rules?
I just like how so no one would be able to drop down to one knee and just forfeit the fight before everyone would have to fight.
Oh, no, that was what you're saying. You're saying
no, I know, but nobody would. Because, like, you know what a coward you would be if you just dropped to one knee?
I mean, if you're, who's like a really diminutive pitcher? If you're Nick Sandlin. If you're Nick Sandlin and you got big baby Pete Alonso coming your way, take that knee. You're not ready for that smoke. You're like, you're barely 5'9", 100 and something pounds, 170 pounds.
I'm thinking of like the Kyle Farnsworth fight from like 20 years ago, though. It's just a massive human, and you just have no chance.
Yeah, but I do.
But you can't take a knee and then just say, I'm done.
Yes, you can.
I feel like
live to fight another day.
I feel like it'd be like called out at a bar in front of all your buddies. It'd be like at some point.
You don't want to be the guy on the Canadian golf course who ends up running into an enforcer and gets served his lunch while the guy's yelling, bam, every time he just knocks the living stuffing out of you.
It was Breen.
Bang! Yeah. Oh, that's right. I went Emerald instead of Mike Breen.
You did kill Emerald.
What
happened to Emerald? Wait. Why is he not in our public conscious anymore?
Because he had his day.
But he was like so massive.
Yeah.
Like Emerald legitimately, you thought cooking,
he actually created the playbook for every other celebrity chef since.
I believe that's a great point by you. Like he was it. Like he was the guy. And then he taught Bobby Flay and all these other guys. And he's nowhere in our culture. Like why isn't he just popping up?
He got market corrected by Guy Fieri.
Oh, jeez.
There's a more ridiculous human being with a little more flash and a little more substance, and now he's the guy.
Basically, he did what he does better.
Yeah. So we went from Bamtown
to Flavortown.
And once you go to Flavortown,
America's like, forget Bamtown.
You are not going back.
First time.
Flavortown.
Let's get to Flavortown and let's do it immediately.
I've been to Flavortown. I know what I'm talking about.
Omaha! Bill Belichick in North Carolina, the docuseries that was much talked about, is now reportedly heading to Hulu. So it is going to happen. It's unclear when the series is going to debut. Remember, it initially was going to be a whole Hard Knocks deal, and then Belichick's girlfriend got involved. She wanted part of the control, and then it just went away. Now it's heading to Hulu, and if it's on Hulu, I like Hulu. I have zero interest in the docuseries now.
Yeah,
I'm kind of over Belichick in North Carolina at this point.
This has already jumped the shark. I don't know what got it back on track. Because I think these things should be great things. Like if you're trying to jumpstart a program and do what he's trying to do there, this should just be a calling card for your program.
Yeah.
And instead, the show's already lost the plot, and I don't even know it started filming yet.
I mean, clearly his girlfriend got a lot of control, and she got a lot of say on it, and she's going to have a lot of financial incentive in this. So,
all right, counterpoint. In the interest of devil's advocate, did the fact that Michael Jordan basically single-handedly cut out every teammate on his way to the last dance, that didn't hurt the popularity of that one?
Yeah, but it was also MJ. And I know you're going to say, but it's also Belichick.
But we don't like Belichick.
Well, I just think we've been overexposed to Belichick. What worked with MJ is that we weren't overexposed to MJ.
He had gone away for a decade?
Yeah, we just weren't. We didn't know as much as we thought we did about him, and we wanted to know more. We were so thirsty for MJ stories because he just kind of disappeared for so long. Whereas I feel like I've had more Belichick stories in the past year than I've ever wanted to consume in my life now. If Belichick went away tomorrow and just stopped coaching and if he went Emerald on us and disappeared completely.
That market corrected by Guy Fieri.
I wouldn't hate it.
Wouldn't that be funny? If Guy Fieri just showed up at North Carolina practice and all of a sudden.
Welcome to Flavortown.
Not only did he bring Flavortown to Tar Heel Nation, he also took Jordan Hudson. It was like the Cal from Talladega Nights, where he just replaces Ricky Bobby in his life. That's what we get with Pat Fieri.
I'm just thinking of him using like chicken fingers to run plays. it's food. This is how we do this.
All right, we're going to run the chicken wing offense.
You go around the Bosco
stick. Do you mean
stick.
The wing tee offense? No, the chicken wing offense.
We're having fun.
All but four Guardians could be had, according to one report. You'll find out who those four are next on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.